for me and you will see me move. Be not discouraged when things go south, when things turn another way, for I, the Lord, will meet every need according to my riches and glory. Continue to be faithful in those things and you will see this salvation of your God. For I see your heart, the tenderness you have towards me, the love you have, that when you lift up your hands, I, the Lord, receive those praises. Continue in those things. Hallelujah. Worthy Jesus. Worthy, Lord God. Does that make sense to you, Becky? Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord, have your way here, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to prepare our hearts to receive your word. Lord, to walk in the fullness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we come against distraction. How many feel some depression trying to set in? Some distraction trying to set in? Why don't you lift your hands? No, I want you to stand to your feet. You feel some depression or distraction trying to enter in? Just stand to your feet. Hallelujah. If there's a servant standing next to you, I want you to lay your hands on their shoulder. We're going to have victory in this area. Satan does not have a hold, nor does he have operation and authority here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against distraction. We come against depression. We come against discouragement today in Jesus' name. Lord, you see your servants, oh God, reach down your mighty hand and touch. Lord God, a supernatural work, oh God, to be upon in the name of Jesus. Lord God, take every situation, Lord God. Lord, the peace of God that passes understanding to be their portion. Lord, if there's medical issues, Lord God, work that out in Jesus' name. Lord, if there's family situations, God, bring, Lord God, a healing word, a touch upon. Lord God, if it's a personal area of struggle, Lord God, victory in the name of Jesus. Lord, for extended families, God, meet every need according to your riches and glory. Father God, we come to you, Lord God, in need, and you're able to meet every need. So, Father, into your hands. Now, by faith, I want you to begin to place whatever need it is in his hands. He hears you. He's called it forth. That means his ear is open to your prayers. Call it forth to him. God, move in this area. You put that area there. God, move in this area in the name of Jesus. Now begin to come against any fear. Come against any distraction. It's all a work of the enemy. Depression has to go in Jesus' name. It's the love of God that constrains us. So we have the victory today. You're not alone in this. You have a church backing you. And more than that, you got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost on your side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So place it in his hands. And I want you to walk in that victory. You have the victory in Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We're on the winning side. We will have answered to prayer here. He will do a mighty work in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Now you can give him the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Worthy Jesus. Worthy Lord Jesus. He is a good God. Amen. Thank you, worship team. Hallelujah. And you definitely give them a hand. They come in early. They're here. They practice. So praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, I want to turn to Philippians chapter 4. I shared with the first service, when it comes to preparing a message, is once you know where you're going, then you can arrange material to fulfill that. But the hardest thing about the message is getting what God wants to do, hearing from the Lord. Because that's the sensitive part of, like, Lord, I want to speak what you want to speak. Amen? And I want to make you aware. Carl, where's Carl at? There's Carl. Carl. Carl is 90 years old. That's a great milestone. So I told him I want to honor him. His birthday's been a little while ago, but I want to honor him on his birthday. Congratulations, Carl. Amen. 90. Bless God. Kicking it. But when it comes to a message now to arrange that, this year the Holy Spirit dropped in my heart a few more things we need to be working on this year. So when this instruction comes, it isn't just like, well, that's a cute message. Thank you, Pastor. No, these are applied principles that if we'll do this, we'll walk in more of God's fullness. Who wants to walk in more of God's fullness? I'm tired of the enemy ripping me off. And I'm also tired of not walking in all that I should. How many want to walk in the fullness of all that God has? This year, we need to do this. I'm going to list these three. Number one, we need to curb our appetites. Number two, we need to correct our mistakes. And number three, we need to consecrate our life. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, are you there? And if you need a Bible, there's probably one in front of you. It says, rejoice in the Lord. Somebody say always. And again, I say what? When you rejoice, it means you have a victory. Now, how many here have ever celebrated somebody winning something or somebody did this or a game? How many knows that you want your team to win? True? So you rejoice when you win. Now, I'm still believing the Lions are going to be in the Super Bowl. This year's a little tough. I mean, the odds are pretty great. They're not going to make it, all right? But the truth is that I'm still a homer when it comes to those things. I still get, when we're up by 28 and we still lose. It's hard. But I have an optimistic opinion that sooner or later we'll turn it around, amen? Probably when we're called something else, but that's all right. But in Philippians 4, verse 5 says this, let your moderation be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. To curb our appetites, listen to me, we need to let our, that means show. It says, let your moderation. So start to show, hey, Christ is in you. Now, I asked the first service, maybe your moderation is that you need one piece of chocolate and not the box. How many like chocolate in here? Oh, get that hand up. How many knows that this may be okay, but this is excess? How many knows this moderation can be in many other areas too? But the Bible says this, let your moderation, let what's in you show out from you. That means Christ is in you. It's not a matter of just managing flesh. You're different because Jesus is in you. If you're taking notes, in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25, it says, every man that competes, he competes in this, that he's temperate in all things. They do it to attain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Nobody is going to win in the Olympics and never practice. You're just not going to do it. You're not going to come off the street. You may have some talent, but you're not trained in that area. How many knows there's refining? When you got saved, you got put in God's army. That means there's areas of boot camp that we need to change. All of us. Say amen. How many knows that we need to, Lord, work that out. There's some appetites this year we need to curb. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me in those areas. Help me to look at these things, say, God, I want to change because I'm striving for the mastery. I'm striving to be what Christ wants me to be. Say amen. When it comes to Scripture, listen to me. If we don't have self-control, we're like a city with broken walls. Proverbs 25, verse 26 through 28 talks about this. It says that he that has no rule over his spirit is like a city with broken down walls. Lord, I want to have control in that area. Say amen. How many knows you can be living for Jesus and then you're off over here? How many have ever backslid before? Let me see the hand. How many knows it's not hard to backslide? It's not. We can get off in those areas and sometimes it's just like good intentions and now we're away. We have to serve and strive in this area. In Galatians 5, 16 and 17 says this, to have these things curbed, we need to live by the Spirit. If you walk by the Spirit, you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. I said, we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Each one of us need to realize that, hey, there's some areas, God, I need to curb this area. It may not be sin, but it's too much. Amen? If you're watching 20 hours of TV, you might want to cut back. Say amen. Listen to me. If you're a gamer, some people can game for 24 hours straight and plus. How many knows that the game may have not been evil, but now it's in another place? Come on. Let the Lord speak. He wants us to curb our appetites this year. This isn't just a message to go, oh, that's cute and nice, or that's for somebody else. Each one of us need to have this. Number two, we need to correct our mistakes. That means we take full responsibility. I said we take full responsibility. We own it. If you blew it, own it. Don't explain it away. Don't minimize it. Don't shift the blame to others. Just admit you've blown it. It takes guts for a person to admit they've made a mistake. But then it shows true character. Amen? Come on. We as Christians, listen to me. If you made a mistake, look on that area. This is the way, Lord, forgive me. Lord, work in this area. If we start to walk humble like that, God will bring more grace upon. When we become self-righteous, it doesn't work right. In Joshua 1 verse 8, you need to put God's word in this specific issue. Joshua learned this. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but meditate day and night and observe all to do according to his will. It says, then you'll have a prosperous journey and have good success. God's principles work in every area of our life. Allow his thoughts to become our thoughts. That means get the word working in that situation. You have a whole book full of areas that will help you. If you don't sow it in, you'll never get it out. Notice Joshua learned this in the Old Testament. How much more us with the full Bible? Things were still being written back then. We have the full revelation of Christ today. We don't have any excuse. Can I be real straight up with y'all? If you don't read the Bible, one day you're going to meet Jesus. You have no excuse why you lived all this time on planet and never read it. Amen? Oh, Lord, I didn't have enough time while I was on planet Earth. How many of the Old Testament saints wish they had what we have? They all looked into it. It's like a glass darkly. But we have the full revelation today. We need to spend time in the Word. Amen? Well, Pastor, how do you do it? I read the New Testament twice, the Old Testament once. When I get through the Old Testament, I'll read the New Testament twice, then I'll go back to the Old Testament. I don't look at the Word for messages, but they come out of the Word. How many knows that we need to have a steady diet? And believe me, there are sometimes you get through Numbers and you're like, oh, I'm burned out. Oh, 10,000 from here and 20,000 from here. Get through it. There's only a few pages of those. Amen? How many knows God can even anoint all the numbers too? Okay, God's good. Listen to me. In correcting our mistakes, we need to fully understand what went wrong. I said we need to fully understand what we're on. Proverbs 10, verse 23. It's a sport to a fool to do mischief, but an understanding man will get wisdom. It's one thing to make a mistake. It's another thing to make the mistake over and over and over and over. How many know we need to stop the cycle? We need to evaluate the situation and move on. Come on. We don't need to keep making it over and over. How many here have failed more than once on one thing? I shared this with the first service. My brother works in the medical field in dealing with the mind and all those situations. And he said this. He says, the amount of young people coming in now has skyrocketed because since marijuana now has become legalized in so many areas, the THC level now is so high that schizophrenia now is setting in. So in their time of being super high, fear is beginning to grip. He said that it's unbelievable the amount of students that are coming in with schizophrenic situations. That now they're living in that arena. Come on. It's our society today. There's always consequence when flesh is placated. Say amen. Listen to me. In dealing with this area of we need to ask for forgiveness of anyone we've hurt by our bad decisions. Say amen. How many knows we need to correct some mistakes? Now, I know it's hard to go back years and years. They may have moved on. Situation may be closed. But if there's a situation where you can ask for forgiveness, be that person. Take that step and say, you know what? I'm sorry for my bad mistakes. I know it's about hurt. Please forgive me. And if they have anything in them, they probably will too. Sometimes it'll vent in families in anger because now there's deep conviction there. Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple in Matthew 16, 24, you must pick up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. How many want to make it right in all you can? Sometimes if we keep making the same mistake over, we're not going to go through. I want to receive like Joshua. Do you know Joshua? He conquered every area while he was alive. The only time they had defeat is when Achan stole that Babylonian garment. And the other time was this, not that they lost, is they got fooled into believing there was another group of people out there that tried to say, hey, we're with you, and he didn't check it out and found out they weren't. But other than that, every area they went, they conquered. In fact, Joshua never conquered all the land God wanted him to. His life was over before that. I mean, is there so much more that we can receive while we're on this planet? Yes or no? Forgiveness, we need to walk it. It opens the door in those areas. This is what the Lord wants this year. I'm being honest with you. We need to walk in it. If you need to ask for forgiveness, ask. Listen to me. To correct some mistakes, we need some wise counsel. Maybe formulate a solid solution. How about get a prayer partner? A good prayer partner is somebody you can share and they won't share your business. It isn't share to a Christian, share to the world. Or this, you know what? I got a prayer request I need to share with you. But shh, keep it to you because I'm going to tell 20 other people too. No, a prayer partner will be one, take your needs, keep it with you and pray with you. And also say, you know, bro, I love you, but man, you got to get this right. Better the wounds of a friend than the kiss of an enemy. Who do you have in your life that can speak into you that just doesn't kiss you on the cheek and say everything's okay when you need a swift kick in the booty? Come on, be honest. We're flesh here. We'll always go in the road of least resistance. In Proverbs 11, verse 14, where there's no counsel, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there's safety. 1 Corinthians 15, 33, don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good morals. Say amen. Which leads me to number three. We need to consecrate our life. Consecrate means this, to dedicate oneself for a specific purpose or intentions. Lord, I want to do that. I need to present myself. Romans 12, verse 1, present yourself to God. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice. Notice it isn't a dead one. It's a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. You know what that means? It's the least you can do. It's reasonable. Now, think about this. When you get saved, you get God's Spirit in your life. How many agree? That means in this fleshly casing, you have God's Spirit. Then your body becomes the temple of the Holy Spirit. Then wherever you go, you take his presence with you. That means whatever you do, you're doing in his presence too. Because he's in you and through you. Say amen. Amen. How many want to be more like him and less like yourself? Then I present myself, Lord, I want to crucify this fleshly nature and walk in your ways. Amen. But I look at it this way too. All the potential you ever need is in you. I share with the first service, has every idea been done yet? Has everything been created yet? Has every music been done? Every book been written? Every job? The answer is no. The potential of greatness is already in you. Then, Lord, I'm going to let that out. If you work for a company, pray, Lord, how can I make this place better? God can give you wisdom. Amen? I shared with the first service. I know this story for a fact. There was a hairdresser, hair cutter, and they saw the hair on the floor and somebody spilled some liquid, and they watched how the hair absorbed the liquid, like almost at a rapid rate. And the person thought to themselves, you know what? If this does this hair, I wonder what else it soaks up. You know what else hair soaks up? Oil. They brought that to a company. A company brought it to an oil rig place. They bought it. They patented it. This person's a multimillionaire because they found that hair absorbs oil. Some of the buoys they use to corral around it have hair follicles in them, and it sucks in the oil. From a believer looking at the situation, God prospered. Amen? When my dad worked for General Motors, the guy that had made Terex as part of a division of General Motors, had a dream. In the middle of the dream, he said, if you put a motor in each one of these wheels, your dump trucks will be able to go up these giant graded things that they can't do with a normal motor. He did that, patented it, became a multimillionaire, and here's what he said, God, if you make me a millionaire, I'll live on the 10% and give you 90. That's what he did in his lifetime. Can God do that for you? Yes or no? We think too small. You got God in you, the hope of glory. But if we're fleshly, we miss it. Joshua learned the key. I'm going to meditate on the word. I'm going to keep it in me. I'm going to sow it in me. I'm going to keep it in that area. Then I'll have a prosperous journey. Isn't that what we all want? I checked the numbers this morning before I came in here. We owe $142,000 on this building. Because sometimes interest rates, you know, all that. That's not hard to pay this facility off. Will you believe for that? Okay, I asked the first service this. What if God gave you $142,000 on Monday? Would you fulfill your prayer? Ooh, but, oh, Lord, I'll give you a little bit. Be honest. How many is if he can get it through you, he can get it to you. So be faithful with little and God can give you more. Say amen. Here's the deal. Could you imagine if he did that and you were obedient, how much more would be returning? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, see, do we really take that step of faith? Somebody believe for this place to be paid off. Amen. I don't care if it's 142, 140,000 ways or one way. Can somebody believe for that? Amen. Yes or no? It's not that hard. If he can bring wood for Noah to build an ark, he can bring what we need to pay this off. I want to owe nobody nothing but love. How about be it unto me? Oh, preach that. Amen? How many of us we need to dedicate ourselves? Is this good this morning? You join us? Since our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, it says that in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, you've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. That doesn't mean we don't worship the body, but I'm going to glorify God in this. When Christians don't lift their hands, let me say this to you. My hands don't make me any more holy, but now they're holy hands. Shutting my eyes doesn't make me more holy, but it shuts out the world. So I do that. It doesn't make me closer to the Lord by doing this or this. But now I'm presenting myself to God. So God, I want you to be glorified in this body and in this spirit, which are God's. So if you think about it, you've been created for his purpose. That means the body belongs to him and his spirit in you belongs to him. You're just along. Now I just surrender my will to you. If you lay down your life, you'll find it again. How many people in hell today wish they would have laid down their life for Christ? And how many people would exchange all that they lived in for one moment to be out of that place? It even says it in Scripture. Hell is so bad, you don't even want other people to go there. The rich young ruler said this, I got many brothers and sisters. I don't want them to come here. And he saw Lazarus, which was a beggar at that time, enjoying the glory. If he could just dip his finger and quench my thirst because I'm in pain and torment in this place. And the word came, while you were alive, you had lasting things, great things, and he had nothing. But now he's comforted and you're in torment. Hell isn't a place for man. Yet we in disobedience chose the same road as Satan. Lord, forgive me. Amen. How many of us, we need to consecrate ourselves. Listen, in 1 Corinthians, reading this 5, verse 14 and 15, the love of God constrains you. It says, let the love of God constrain you. That means this, you don't do it because you want to serve him, you love him. The greatest reason why you don't sin isn't because you've been told not to. It's because you love the Lord more than that. If the love of God constrains you, it doesn't go to law anymore. I don't want to do this because I don't want to hurt my Lord. You couples want to be faithful to one another so you don't hurt your mate, true? Why? Because you love them. Not because you have to. Well, you can have great freedom. Why don't you sin? Because you love Jesus more than that. Amen? That's fulfilling Scripture. That's the greatest motivation for staying away from sin. You love God more than that. Our problem is our flesh. How many of us, we still have flesh? I'm not a perfect pastor, but Lord, I want to strive for it. Amen? To consecrate your life, you need to recognize God's holiness. In Leviticus 20, verse 7, sanctify yourself, be holy, for I, the Lord, am holy. We need to look at Him and say, God, you're holy, I want to be holy. You ever notice when you draw near to God, He draw near to you? Amen? How many of us, it's there? How many ever fasted and prayed and sensed His presence? Or did what the Lord wanted you to do and it seemed like the Lord opened things up? Anybody here? How many ever made a mistake and felt miserable? You felt like you let the Lord down. It's hard to describe that feeling, but it's like, oh man, you're just convicted. How many of us, we can move in either one? Say amen. In 2 Chronicles 29, verse 31, He told King Hezekiah, listen to me, now consecrate yourself to the Lord, bring near a thank offering, and it says this, the congregation made sacrifices and thank offerings and brought free will offerings. Come on, we need to do also. Lord, I'm going to sanctify. Like Jeff shared, when you give, don't give out of grudgingly or a necessity. God loves a cheerful giver. And your pastor will never do this. You got to get in this offering, because if you don't, you're going to miss everything God has. That's compulsion. You give freely to the Lord. Purpose in your heart. That means spend a little time thinking before you show up. That's good preaching, Pastor. Amen. To consecrate ourselves, we need to clean up our house. First in our hearts. In Psalm 51, verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. How many of us, we need to clean this house first? I shared with the first service, how many here have ever had a bird poop on you before? Let me see your hand. Okay? To me, it's one of the most grossest things to happen. I shared with the first service, I was down at the Eastern Market a while ago, and I saw this pigeon up there in the beam there, and he was, whoa. How many of these sound really nice? Those rats with wings up there. So I'm watching them, and there's this little aisleway, and I'm like, I'm sneaking by him. Cool. I got by him. His buddy pooped on me. On my head and on my arm, on my shoulder. Oh, man, I was grossed out. And there wasn't like one person there. The place was full. And everybody saw it, too. Some people chuckled, and some people went, and I'm like, what do you do, wipe it? I'm like, what do I do with it? I'm like, I'm just grossed out, amen? Where's my shotgun, bless God? I'll take dominion right here, baby. So I'm looking around, I go, look, yeah, I know. A couple of people said, hey, man, you got bird, I go, I know, all right? I go, does anybody know where there's a bathroom? Yeah, there's down there, over there. Well, you could get there, and the sink was real shallow. There's no way I could stick my head under there. So I'm taking water, and I'm doing this, and people are coming in the bathroom like I'm showering in there. You know, sometimes you just don't care. And if somebody's showering in there, probably need it. Amen? So I'm showering it up. I'm wiping it off, but I just knew I couldn't get it all off. Sometimes you just need a power wash, bless God. Sometimes you just need your heart to be like, vroom, do that. And it's nice to have somebody not judge you when you've made a mistake and you still got some gook on you. Well, that's good preaching. Amen? Help me clean up what I can't see. Just don't make fun of the stain. There's where a good friend comes in. Amen? Come on, if you're dragging toilet paper under your shoe, it'd be nice to let somebody know, amen? I shared the first service. You got a boogie hanging out. Somebody tell you. Right? Or is that too gross? Is that just straight up? Amen? Can I just be real with you and talk like adults for a minute? Or no? I remember one time my zipper was down. I didn't realize it. And one of the brothers came by and said, "Pastor, your zipper is down." "Oh, thank you, brother." Amen. I was about ready to preach. Thank God for the brother. Yes or no? How many knows that's a good brother? Don't let me come up here and all this is going on. How many know sometimes we need somebody else to take a peek? How much more the Holy Spirit who knows all things? Lord, create in me a clean heart. If there's anything that's amiss, Lord, help me to deal with it. If you judge yourself privately, it won't become public. The only time the Lord will do that publicly is when you won't listen. He's still trying to get your attention. Then he'll usually send a servant by to kind of, hey, amen? Never let it go that more than one have to speak to you either. That means you're really hard-headed. Is this good or no? Amen? Listen to me. How about in your home? What things do you need to throw away? That little closet that nobody looks in, that little shelf underneath there. Listen to me, we need to clean house this year. If you're watching too much of this, it's time to turn that off. If chocolate is a struggle for you, maybe it's time to put the box away. How many of these are practical things? But since we've cleaned the inside first, not like the Pharisees that looked good outwardly, but yet inwardly they were wolves, we need to clean in here, then also look at our homes. What do we need to get rid of? Remember, the Lord wants to curb our appetites, but in consecration requires effort. Say amen. I love this. In Exodus 19, verse 10, I want you to hear these words. And the Lord said to Moses and unto the people, sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Well, I'll make the impact here today. Let's sanctify ourselves and make sure there's nothing in our spirit and in our life. Amen? You're going to approach a holy God. We do that on a daily basis, you guys. The relationship just doesn't start when we get to heaven. It continues from here on up. That our fleshly nature dwells in no good thing. Then, Lord, I'm going to crucify that area. But I have to place myself. Amen? In 1 Timothy 3, verse 5, if a man doesn't know how to rule his own house or his home, how can he take care of the church of God? Proverbs 24, verse 3, through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it's established. God, teach me. Come on, we need to walk in this church. We need to start looking at our life saying, this is what the Lord wants to deal with. Will you deal with it too? I'm not going around the mountain one more time. Amen. There's lands to take. How many of those there's areas and cities need to be won for Christ? I said there's cities that need to be won for Christ. As Joshua conquered, how did he do it? Joshua 1:8. This book of the law did not depart out of him. He meditated on it. He says, then you'll have a prosperous journey. Because each thing will be attacked. The enemy will try to get you discouraged. Amen. And if you look real close in Scripture, when they took on Jericho, I mean, it was that God wanted to bring a victory. The walls fell flat. But I've noticed that Achan stole a Babylonian garment that when they started a war again, they lost. And they lost a lot of good men. That shows me in the church, it matters what we do in private. We all walk in victory together. How many believe that? How many want to walk in victory together? Here's what's a struggle for some people. Some people want it so instant now that they forget everyone's got to move together in this. That's what's the difference between an individual and a congregation. We all enter in. They didn't come out of Egypt till the eldest, the slowest walker came across. And you know, and God wasn't like this, oh no. Here comes Betty. She's going to take a while. Don't know if I can hold this off that long. How many of the Lord wasn't impatient? In fact, he was showing more glory. Well, however long it takes. I'm not freaking out. Come on. Till you all made it across, then I'll deal with it. Some walk a little slower. That's okay. The older you get, the more handrails seem to be your friend anyway, so praise the Lord. How many know the feeling? Oh man, that didn't hurt before. Amen. Some of you, when you were younger, you could go wide open, no, have no problem, not even sleep, no problem. Now you need a little nap. My wife showed me this. Today the 40 is the new 30 and 50 is the new 40. Now it's like, to me, midnight's the new 9 o'clock. Oh, you're all good in here, amen? Somebody said, well, did you stay up for the new year? No, I was sleeping. I said, it's going to come, praise the Lord, amen? If you can stay up, great. I get up early, so yeah, enough of that. How many need to curb some appetites? How about correct some mistakes? How about consecrate your life? Church, if we do this, we're getting in that direction where God wants. We're no longer just hitting the target. We're starting to nail the bullseye. I want to hit the bullseye in my life. The Lord wants us to deal with these areas. I won't come over your house and check your life out in those areas, but you know, you can do it. If there's something that you can't get victory on and you need to get it out of your house, bring it here. I'll throw it away. I won't even look at it. I'll just put it in the trash can. But clean your life up. Clean the inside, then the outside. Amen? Come on. Maybe take all the chocolates out but one. Say amen. How many of those, it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. I want us to receive, because I'm looking at this year, an incredible year for souls to be saved. Incredible year for souls to be saved. Who's with me on this? Amen. I want to see it happen, an outpouring like never before. I want to have it where we're all floored and no one can take credit but God. Amen. Not our slick programs. Look how we do this. No, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Church, let's walk in it. And if the Lord has brought some conviction in, embrace the conviction. Because if we shun the conviction, woe unto us if the conviction isn't there. Amen. The Lord says, hey, you need to adjust this. Thank the Lord for that. God, thank you. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. I want that in my life. He'll gently lead you. He'll gently help you if you ask. He's not a bully. He's Lord. Like a shepherd over his sheep. But listen to me. Hear this word. Sheep hear his voice. Goats don't. Then if you're a sheep, then you'll hear the shepherd. God, I want to follow you. Amen? Goats chew on everything. Sheep don't. Lord, I'm going to be a sheep of your pasture. If you would lift your hands towards heaven. Father, we surrender to you this morning. Father, help us to curb our appetites. Lord, if there's something amiss, God, help us. Lord, something in excess, Lord, we give it to you. Father, help us to correct our mistakes, Lord, that we don't keep making them over and over. But God, we heed to your word. Here we are, Lord. And Lord, we ask you, Lord God, that this morning with our hands lifted, we consecrate ourselves afresh and anew. Lord, we present ourselves as Romans 12 once, a living sacrifice. Lord God, we're not going to cleanse just the outside of the cup, but inwardly, create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within us. God, we want to walk fullness of Joshua 1:8. Have a prosperous journey. So Father, work in us. Now pray this with me, church. Lord Jesus, everyone in here, Lord Jesus, I surrender to you and I walk in your ways in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, gently lead me in paths of righteousness. Help me to correct what needs adjustment. And Lord Jesus, today, I dedicate myself afresh and anew to you. In Jesus' name, amen.